Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington, the author of Make Your Shift, also the author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, and other books. The Collaborative, is that right, thecollaborative.com?
Yeah, it's The Collaborative, so it's T-H-E-collaborative.com.
Hyphen collaborative, there you go. Don't forget the hyphen in there, folks. So check that out and find out all the things about Beverly. We're talking about outsourcing, and if you've been hanging around with me for a while, you know that how big a deal I think it is. Beverly, one of the things that I learned this term from a big company. They were outsourcing things to me, and they called it customer facing, the term customer facing. And what they meant was anything that's not customer facing is up for outsourcing. In other words, they said if a customer is touched in any way, we want that to be us. But if the customer is not touched, if it's not something that the customer can see, that's fair game for outsourcing. And one of the things that I encourage people to do is get your team together, go up on the board, and identify all the things that you do, all the different disciplines from alpha to omega, and then move them around, customer facing, not customer facing. We'll never do that. That's not customer facing, but we'll never outsource it as long as I own this company. Okay, that's fine. But how about all this other stuff, right? What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I'll say, but this would be pre-being a customer,
right,
that I have had a lot of my firms outsource, and quite honestly, you know, where we've provided support is outsourced on the sales side. So I think that you can, you know, even outsource maybe finding opportunity. I found a lot of small business owners, that's not their aptitude, and they don't necessarily have the funds to hire somebody full time.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the people in the firm want to spend most of their time doing is interfacing with the customer.
Right, and developing.
You know,
yeah.
That's really, so I like the way that you talk about it, because if you can kind of picture the whole business as this big, you know, circle on the board, you really want to have all of those activities that are customer facing be
mm-hmm.
those things that you're spending your time. That's where your longer term revenue and profitability
right.
is going to come from.
Those are
the things you can focus on.
There's another buzzword that supports that, and it's called core competencies. Core
yes.
competencies, right? You've heard that
yes.
term. I'm sure you've used it. Talk to the audience about that.
Well,
go ahead,
this is what I was saying a little bit earlier about my own issues, you know, with feeling that I had to take on the financial
mm-hmm.
stuff and bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach, as you know, Jim, class on entrepreneurship at
right.
College here in Boston, and I talk to the students about this all the time. I say the biggest difficulty that I see entrepreneurs, small business owners, is that they haven't identified their own core competencies. And by that, I always mean two things. One is that I'm good at it, but the second mm-hmm. is that I like it.
I like doing it.
There's things that I'm pretty good at doing, but they don't really ignite me. They don't excite me.
Right.
And I'm perfectly happy having somebody on an outsourced basis do them. So I think you need to look at what are those things that, you know, I'm good at, but that I like to do. And then start thinking about, okay, how can I offload those things that I'm not so good
mm-hmm.
at? Or, you know, how can I get somebody maybe to support me? Like, as I said earlier with my proofreader, I'm a writer, but I also have over time hired a lot of editors, a lot of ghostwriters, where I've said, here, I've written this, but take it and, you know, finesse it somehow. I mean, I love having a talented person take my work and be able to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. What you're pointing out are all the different motivations, and there are many, folks, as many as there are as are, you know, humans, what are the different motivations that you would have to outsource and to do something, to let someone else do something that you're not, that's not your core competency? Because what that does, by definition, Beverly, is if someone else is doing something that's not your core competency, that leaves you time to do something that is your core competency, that you are excellent at.
Well, right? And think about that, Jim. If you build on that, you know, if we're sitting and we're trying to do something, like me with, you know, filling out those tax forms, the energy drain, right? So it ends up taking you so much more time because it isn't a core competency. You really have to focus on it. You have to spend a lot more time. Where if somebody says to me, hey, can you write an article on something, and that's my passion, that excites me. That gets me going. And there's different models. I mean, maybe we could even talk about the different ways that you could outsource. I know you've had senior roles, as have I, so I don't think it's even a small thing like being a proofreader.
It could be anything. There are no rules.
Yeah.
The only rule is, folks, do it. it's and just look at the world around you. Look at all the people. Drop down the street and look at all the people that you know who make a living because of one thing. Big customers outsource to them. People make a living doing that all the time. Hey, Beverly, I got to wrap it up. The-collaborative.com is our website. Beverly, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, gosh, Jim, anytime I'm asked. Always a pleasure.
We love having you here. Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Beverly joined us. I got to go for just a minute. I'll be right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I can't imagine
any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.